If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
The Mind Aware, 694.
Hello, hello. I'm so happy you're here. It's Dana Wilde, and I'm so happy we get to spend this time together. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, get to break through those limiting beliefs, make more money. Oh yeah, that's what we want to do. If you like that idea, then go and grab my free toolkit on how to discover and shift your limiting money beliefs. Did I mention it's free? That's my favorite price. DanaWilde.com/toolkit. DanaWilde.com/toolkit. Go check it out. Today, we are going to talk about fear, specifically self-doubt and fear. I got quite a long email. And by the way, if you ever want to have your question answered on the show, you just go to danawild.com/askdana and you can fill out the same form. This is a pretty long email, but I'm going to read most of it because I think you'll get the gist of it. This gentleman wrote in and he said, I will soon be starting my own business. However, before I do, I really need to get my brain straight. I deal with a lot of self-doubt and fear. I know I need to take charge of my life, and I totally believe in the power of the mind. I've manifested things in my past without a doubt, but I can't seem to get past the fear lately. I know this is my time. My biggest topic would be to keep going over how to keep our minds in a positive mindset. Just in general, I think a lot of people would want to hear this. Okay. He goes on quite a bit more to talk about how he's had that feeling where he's just felt like I'm unstoppable because I feel so positive and that he wants to stay in that state of mind. So I want to talk about what most of us have a tendency to do, and maybe it's not most of us, but I know I do it. So you know how we are. We lump everybody else in the same group when we do something. When we have something where we feel stuck or we have an emotion that we're experiencing and we can't seem to shake it, we continue to milk that emotion, whatever it is. So if we still feel stuck, we get on this kind of mental thought loop where we're thinking over and over again, I feel stuck, I wish I wasn't stuck, how do I get past this stuckness? Or if we feel not motivated or lazy, we'll get stuck on that thought loop. And right now, you who wrote this in, you're stuck on this fear and self-doubt thought loop. You're thinking about feeling fear. You're talking about feeling fear. You're saying you've got self-doubt. You're wanting to get started. You want to get your head straight. You feel like you need to shift your mindset before you start. You don't even want to start your business because you know you've got fear and you know you've got self-doubt. And so regardless of what issue it is that we're feeling like we're kind of regurgitating an idea over and over again, have you ever had that experience where you wish you could turn your brain off because you're just regurgitating some same tired story over and over again? Well, that's the first thing to do. You know, I wish I could say turn your brain off, so I'll put it in a few other ways. The first way I can put it is just say, quit milking that story, I have fear. So quit focusing and milking it and continuing it and going on and on and on with that. So it's almost like yelling at yourself in your head like, okay, enough, stop. Now, here's the thing about thoughts. You can't really stop something when you are resisting a thought, you're actually adding energy to it. So stopping it is challenging. However, you can replace it. You can replace those thoughts and intentionally focus your brain on something else. focus your thought patterns on something else. Intentionally be a proactive thinker in your own head. This is what we're doing here. And I notice when you sent in your form, you said you weren't that familiar with Train Your Brain. So that's okay. You don't need to be super familiar with this to know that you are the only one who can do this. And you don't specifically mention a specific fear that you have, but it feels to me from what you've written that you've got the fear of failing. I say this because you mentioned that you have self-doubt. So you're about to start a business. You're putting some work into it. You're putting some effort into it. You're on unsure ground. You're feeling self-doubt. And then that what if creeps in. Fear of failure. So I want to give you a couple of other little tips here, and then we're going to come back to the brain training, to the thinking in your own head part. So the other couple little tips I want to talk about, in my experience, a lot of times people feel fear of failure because they're outcome oriented rather than journey oriented. So outcome oriented means I want it to go like this. I want it to look this way. I want it to unfold like this. This is the destination, and this is where I see this going. And in order for me to be happy, I need it to look like this. And so that's where the anxiety and the fear and the self-doubt creep in, because if it doesn't look like that destination, oh man, then we've got a problem. Where if you're journey-oriented instead of outcome-oriented, then everything's good. Then everything's right. Then you're doing everything well. Let's take this literally, like you're on a vacation and you're going somewhere. It would be like saying, I'm going to France. I'm going to see the Eiffel Tower, and I won't be happy until I'm right in front of the Eiffel Tower, and then my vacation will be complete. And so then as you're taking that journey, you have little obstacles or little things that happen, and you have all this anxiety like, oh, the taxi driver took me the wrong place, or the flight was delayed, or there was all this anxiety about maybe not getting what you want. But if on the other hand you said, you know what, I'm going to go on a trip and I'm going to see what unfolds, and I'm going to enjoy wherever I am, and I'm going to know that wherever I am is the right place, and I'm going to be so delighted and surprised by all the things that come up, and I can't wait to see what happens as I take my vacation. Now you're in the mindset that you're just ready for magic to happen. You're ready for anything to happen. And there's no fear or anxiety because it's all good. Whatever happens is what you are looking for, because you're looking for surprise and delight and all of those things. So in the business context, when you're looking at outcome-oriented, and you need your business to unfold a certain way, and you need a certain level of success, yeah, that's going to be stressful, and it's going to have anxiety because, oh my gosh, what if it matches up? What if it doesn't? But I'll tell you what else you're doing. You're holding yourself back. Because what if your biggest imagination, your biggest outcome, is actually not anywhere near as far as you can go? So if you get journey-focused instead of outcome-focused, you're going to have a lot better trip. You're going to release a lot of fear and anxiety and self-doubt, because now your journey sounds like this. I'm starting a business. This is so fun. I can't wait to see where this goes. I'm open to all things that happen. I'm open to all possibilities. It's going to be so neat studying about this and learning about this and moving forward on this path. I love taking baby steps in this. I'm so excited to see what comes up next. I love the opportunities coming my way. I love that I can say yes to some opportunities and no to others. I love that I'll know by my intuition which ones feel good, because I'm a brain trainer and I know what to do. So when you start treating your business that way, when you're doing your business because of the joy of it, because of the journey of it, instead of the outcome, whoo, fear just dissipates. So then the other thing I want to tell you about this journey is Get clear about what you want the journey to be about. And what I mean by that is what you want it to be about emotionally. So when you're thinking of the journey, rather than thinking of what you want it to be about or trying to be outcome oriented by setting goals and what you think the external final realization should be, instead get really clear about the emotional stance, the emotional frequency, the emotional state of mind. Where do you want to be as the emotional journey on this? Because if you start focusing on that, if you're clear on that, it's going to be a lot easier to take this journey. So it would sound like, I want to be relaxed. I want to feel comfortable. I want to be open. I want it to be a joyful journey. I want to have fun. I want to enjoy it. I want to just allow. I want to be happy. I want to be open and flowing and notice the ease of it, right? So really start thinking in terms of those words. And then finally, the last point I want to make is this is really about brain training, right? And I know you're new to brain training, but in a nutshell, here is what it is. Brain training is intentionally focusing on thoughts that feel good and allowing them to build up and build up and build up. It's even if it's not perfect language, even if it's not a perfect sentence, or if you're not sure what to say, you know if a thought feels good or not. You know if when you say or think something, it feels good. So instead of milking the fear story, you're going to say those little sentences in your head that sound more like, I'm ready to enjoy this journey. I'm ready to open up to this way of building a business. I'm ready to be a brain trainer. I love the idea of focusing on the journey. I love the idea of opening up. I love the idea of building my business this way. It's going to be so fun to see what happens. I can't wait to see what happens. This is so much easier. It's so relaxed. I love just letting go of the outcome. I love just allowing all these good things to come on my radar. I love looking for the opportunities and finding them because my brain is so open to them. It's so easy to be a brain trainer. It's so fun to build a business this way. This is why I wanted to build a business, because I wanted the joy of it. I wanted to enjoy the tasks as I went about my day. I wanted to enjoy the little things and the big things and the dreaming and the planning and all of the little steps along the way. It's so fun to be an entrepreneur, but it's even more fun to be a brain training entrepreneur. And I've totally got this. That's how you do it.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.